Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: does your small business have too many leaders and not enough followers? Three signs you're ready to expand, and an example of a big business sending its legal team after smaller firms. We'll start with this. Is this a theme at your small business? Lots of talk about promoting leadership in the workplace, but what about the followers? Most offices are populated with too many leaders and too few followers as a result. So Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger says now some employers are training people in followership. What does that involve? Sue, there are stereotypes here.
The stereotypes about followers are not so great. I mean, you're a sheep, you're a yes man, yeah. You know, you're somebody who just hangs back all the time. This is not what it means to be a good follower, and that's part of the problem. And companies realize that employees need to work better on teams. They need to work better as telecommuters or in far-flung locations. And these are reasons that follower skills are more important than ever.
Is this, by the way, more popular in some industries than others, or is this kind of a national thing?
Well, I think the trainings are popping up in all kinds of companies, technical ones, manufacturing, consulting. I think it's pretty much cuts across all occupations. And one thing that trainers are finding is that people are actually relieved to know that it's okay to be a follower, that you're not falling short. I think it's kind of drummed into everyone that, oh, you must aspire to be a leader, you must look for leadership roles. Some people are, just as fine being a follower and maybe helping others and more of a on the down low and not taking such a high profile.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. Her piece is called The Joy of Following, and we're talking about there being too many leaders, not enough followers in today's workplace. Did you talk to a company that's actually tried some of this where it's worked?
I definitely, Sandia National Lab said that training in followership as part of a Star Performers program went very well, that people gained confidence, people in the rank and file gained confidence. Another company, Console Energy, said that having their Star Performers learn how to deliver criticism up the food chain, which is a good follower skill.
That has to be a skill that not many people have, you mentioned before, and that is being able to deliver criticism to your boss.
It's scary. I mean, the tendency is to shoot the messenger, right? So you have to take risks. I think one thing I learned reporting this story is that there are ways to do that that tend to be more tactful and diplomatic than others, rather than saying, geez, boss, you really screwed up that time. Yeah. You can walk in and say, help me understand your thinking on this plan, to sell the company or whatever. And another technique, if you're really addressing something sensitive with the boss, is to ask for a separate time at a neutral location, go out for lunch maybe, and say, look, George, I really want to help you succeed, and I want to tell you how that speech you made yesterday was received by the rank and file. Mm. It didn't go over so well. So you can kind of try to set the stage as being the boss's ally, and you're really trying to help.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. If you're an entrepreneur whose company has seen a great deal of success, you might consider expanding operations, but there are a number of problems involved with taking a startup to the next level. Correspondent Dominic Savino has one leadership expert's take on the challenges you could face when scaling your small business.
Making acquisitions or adding employees is always risky for a small business, but Samuel Bacharach, writing for Inc.com, points out integration, coordination, and agility as the three biggest concerns that an entrepreneur should have during the growth process. He says that leaders must first consider the impact that new hires can have on the business's core culture. Next, Bacharach suggests asking what mechanisms exist to coordinate and supervise organizational activities, which will become increasingly difficult as the company expands. Finally, he stresses that even during growth, organizations must retain their agility, keeping them innovative and able to quickly respond to industry changes. If you can mitigate those three issues, your small business may truly be ready to scale up. Gordon?
Coming up next, when the NFL lawyers come calling.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
NFL lawyers crack down on small businesses through social media. Twitter accounts for two prominent sports websites were suspended as part of takedown requests from the National Football League during Week 5. Deadspin and SB Nation had their main Twitter accounts briefly suspended. Upon its return, the Deadspin account, by the way, tweeted a story making fun of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. This is all about including NFL video in tweets. Publishers have for years embedded clips from sporting events on their sites and social media accounts, claiming fair use for editorial purposes. But the Wall Street Journal says leagues and rights holders are getting more aggressive. The dust-up also comes as the NFL makes an increased digital push, including a deal to bring more game highlights to Twitter. The league also launched a YouTube channel this year. You can get more small business reports on our website, by the way. It's thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.